The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
Some Pharisees and Herodians were sent to Jesus to ensnare him in his speech. They came and said to him, "Teacher, we know that you are a truthful man and that you are not concerned with anyone's opinion. You do not regard a person's status, but teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. Is it lawful to pay the census tax to Caesar or not? Should we pay or should we not pay?" Knowing their hypocrisy, he said to them, "Why are you testing me? Bring me a denarius to look at." They brought one to him, and he said to them, "Whose image and inscription is this?" They replied to him, "Caesar's." So Jesus said to them, "Repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God." They were utterly amazed at him. The Gospel of the Lord. Good, and so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Here's your little, just a little thought now for the day. On every Roman coin, there's an image of Caesar. And on your soul, there's an image of, it's an image as well, isn't there? There's the image of God, in whose image you were made. And like a coin, your soul exists to be spent. And this is the essential meditation, not only of this day, but really actually of our Christian lives. What do you spend your soul on? Coins of this world are meant to be given to the things of this world, and this coin of your soul is meant to be given to the things of God, but so often we get that precisely backwards. We give our soul and our heart away to the things of the world, and God gets the pocket change. What do you spend your heart on? That is to say, your soul on. Walk into any movie theater, walk into any live sports event, and compare the passion and the energy you see there with the passion and the energy you see in church on Sunday morning, and you'll see what people spend their hearts and their souls on. What do you spend your heart and your soul on? What occupies your thoughts throughout the course of the day? What really raises your spirits? Is it the Sunday sports page or the Sunday front page or the Sunday readings? What do you spend your heart on? Do you judge the standards of this world by the standards of the Word of God? Or do you judge the Word of God by the standards of this world? You've been made to be given to the Lord, and He commands your love, your respect, your heart, and your soul. And you say, "I can't do it. I've tried and I've tried and I've tried, and I just can't do it." Hear this: what you sow, you will grow. Give your heart to something, and your heart will be given more and more and more to it. But with the Lord, He helps you along the way. One of my favorite examples of this comes from the lives of our saints, from the saint we celebrate today, Saint Boniface. Saint Boniface was a kind, gentle, reserved soul. He was an English monk. And it's hard to imagine anyone more kind, gentle, and reserved than an English monk. But Pope Gregory asked something very hard of Boniface. He asked him to go to Germany to help spread the gospel. Now, this is the 700s AD, all right? In Germany, they're worshiping the Norse gods Odin and Thor. I think today in Germany, they worship soccer, okay? But back then, it was Odin and Thor. And his kind, gentle demeanor, he tried his best to share the gospel with the people, and he wasn't getting very far. And he realized that once a week all the people would gather around a large, giant oak tree, and they would invoke the protection of Thor, and something stirred in the soul of Boniface, this gentle, reserved soul. He picked up an axe, and he chopped that tree down, right in the presence of all the people, right on their holy day. The boldness that only God could stir up in a soul. And the people looked at The people looked at Boniface and they waited for the mighty god Thor to smite him for his impiety with a blue bolt from the heavens, but nothing happened. And after that, they listened to him. And he was remarkably successful. He so successfully earned the resentment of the local militia, and he was killed while he was teaching confirmation class, St. Boniface was, our martyr for the day. But look what our Lord did. You come forward and you receive the Eucharist, right? The body and blood of Christ. You receive him into your soul. But here's the trick. You want yourself to be received into the Lord. Let him consume you until you truly do live and breathe in his image. This is the essential meditation of anyone who wants to be a follower of Christ. What do you give your heart and your soul to? Your soul was made in God's image and is made to be spent. With God's grace, let's get this one right. And give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God. And ask for the prayers of the saints to help us to do that. Saint Boniface, pray for us.